This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that India is emerging as a global leader in space aviation convergence. Addressing the International Air Transport Association, IATA's 81st Annual General Meeting and Plenary Session of World Air Transport Summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, the Prime Minister remarked that civil aviation sector has witnessed historic advancements over the past decade, which are well recognized.
ये कार्यक्रम चार दशक बाद भारत में हो रहा है. इन चार दशकों में भारत में बहुत कुछ बदल चुका है. आज का भारत पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है. ग्लोबल एविएशन इकोसिस्टम में हम न केवल एक विशाल मार्केट है, बल्कि पॉलिसी लीडरशिप, इनोवेशन और इंक्लूसिव डेवलपमेंट के प्रतीक भी है.
Mr. Modi said that the success of the Udaan scheme is a golden chapter in Indian civil aviation, and now India has become the world's third largest domestic aviation market. He underscored India's role in the global aviation ecosystem, not only as a vast market, but also as a symbol of policy leadership, innovation and inclusive development. Speaking on the occasion, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said that the government is committed to develop 50 more airports in the next 5 years in the country. The International Air Transport Association event, which commenced on Sunday, will culminate today. India and Paraguay have decided to further strengthen their ties in sectors like clean energy, green hydrogen and biofuels. The decision was taken during the delegation-level talks held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios in New Delhi. Both the countries also expressed their commitment to overcome the menace of cybercrime, organized crime and drug trafficking. Mr. Palacios is on a three-day state visit to India. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh launched Bharat Gen, India's first of its kind indigenously developed government-funded AI-based multimodal large language model, LLM, for Indian languages at Bharat Gen Summit in New Delhi. Speaking at the summit, Dr. Singh described Bharat Gen as a national mission to create AI that is ethical, inclusive, multilingual and deeply rooted in Indian values and ethos. He said that this initiative will empower critical sectors such as healthcare, education, agriculture and governance, delivering region-specific AI solutions that understand and serve every Indian. National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, has taken action against criminals involved in manufacture, distribution and sale of pirated NCERT textbooks. Adopting a zero-tolerance policy towards piracy, NCERT has seized more than 5 lakh copies of pirated NCERT textbooks, a huge quantity of printing paper and machinery worth more than 20 crore rupees. NCERT has also registered 29 FIRs against printers, warehouse owners and retailers of pirated NCERT textbooks. In a statement, the Ministry of Education has said that these actions have been taken in the last 14 months. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, has postponed the NEET PG 2025 examination, which was earlier scheduled for 15th of this month. Complying with the Supreme Court order, NBEMS has decided to conduct NEET PG 2025 in a single shift. The board has said that the examination has been postponed to arrange for more test centers and required infrastructure. It added that the revised date for conduct of NEET PG will be notified shortly. The Women's ODI World Cup 2025 will be held in India and Sri Lanka from 30th September to 2nd November. The 13th edition of the tournament will be held at 5 venues across India and Sri Lanka. India, Australia, England, South Africa, New Zealand, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and Pakistan are teams which will compete in the Women's World Cup. In Poland, Karol Nawrocki, an independent candidate backed by the opposition Law and Justice Party, has won the country's presidential runoff election. According to the final vote count released by Polish National Electoral Commission, Nawrocki received around 51% of the vote in the presidential race. He defeated the ruling Civic Coalition candidate and mayor of Warsaw, Rafał Zasowski, who garnered over 49%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.